to walk with God, you must be a lover of knowledge. If you don't love knowledge, it will be difficult to walk with God. So there must be a deep love for the knowledge of God and the search for the right knowledge of God to be able to walk with God. But in searching for the right knowledge to walk with God, there must be a caution so that you are not introduced to another knowledge that can also lead you astray. So the desire for the knowledge of God must be your drive. Yearn to know God and to walk with God. So you cannot walk with God without knowledge. But we must be guided to the right knowledge to walk with God. I see you walking with God. In the name of Jesus.
Now, your word in season.
Just a short time in the word of God. We've been dealing with walking with God. Hallelujah.
All right.
One thing that you must understand is that men don't really have the desire to walk with God. Men don't seek. So it's important as a child of God, you know that you have a responsibility of seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord. If you just live your life as if getting to know God and to walk with Him will come by osmosis, it may never come. Okay? It must be something that is consciously driven into you, and you consciously work your way in walking with the Lord. All right? In the book of Psalm 14, verse 2 and 3, we are told that God looks down from heaven and see if there is any man who seek Him. And the Bible says, not even one. Not even one. Psalm 14, 2. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Verse 3. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. So men out there don't seek the Lord. But to walk with God, you must be a seeker of God. And I told you last week, we don't seek Him because He is lost. We seek Him because He specializes in hiding Himself and revealeth Himself to those that diligently seek Him. Why? Because what you value is what you seek after. What you value is what you seek after. So when there's value for God, you realize that your heart pants after Him. Your heart pants after Him. There are many things that want to draw you away from God. And by the way, we know the God we are talking about. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jehovah, is the God I'm talking about. So walking with God, I know that we already have that foundation of who our God is. That's why I may not explain further. But we know who our God is. The God of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. So, we are walking with God, and you must desire to walk with God. And one thing that displays your heart of seeking the Lord is a hunger and a thirst. A hunger and a thirst for God. Now, when you are hungry and thirsty for God, how does it show? How does it show? Definitely, there are so many things that will show whether you are hungry and thirsty for God. And the Bible actually says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. It says, for they shall be filled. So in our kingdom, there will be no filling until there is a hunger and a thirst. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. May you be hungry and thirsty for more of God. Amen. One of the cardinal things that shows your thirst and your hunger, we can see it from the life of the King David. David expresses his hunger and his thirst in seeking God. And he shows it in a very unique way. Psalm 63. Let's read some portions of the Bible. I hope you believe in the Bible. Psalm 63, verse 1. Psalm 63. Psalm number 63. It says, O God, thou art my God. Eli, 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 Eli. Seek God early. Early in your life, seek God early. When you are young, seek God early. Don't give your youthfulness to some other things. Seek God early. Young man, now that you are energetic, your blood is hot. Look, when you are older, you don't have feelings, and your feelings is gone. That one is easy. You say, I love God. I love God. Because you don't have erections. Hey, what did I just say? Oh, mercy. When there's no longer fire and your desire has failed, now you say, God. When you now have fire in your bones and you want to do things, that is when we have to know that you want to serve God with your body. Young lady, serve God. Early, at 17 years, men like David and Joseph, those men of the Old Testament, were men who were hungry for God. 17, David so knew God and was pursuing God that he knew what the power of God was. Joseph said, I will not sin against God and against my master. Joseph could flee fornication at 17. Somebody say amen. 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 He feared God. Joseph. No wonder you couldn't kill his star. No wonder. No wonder. No wonder he had access to the secrets of God. No wonder. No wonder. No wonder his generation would bow to him, because he was a man that sought God early. Early, 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 Lord, will I seek thee. Early. My soul thirsted. Look at. He's expressing his thirsts. My soul thirsted. What is soul? When you read the scripture, we should just interpret it. What is soul? My emotions. My emotions. My intellect. My will. Everything in me, my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. May your thirst and hunger for God take away sleep sometimes from you. Not all the time, but sometimes. May it take away food from you. Sometimes. Sometimes. All right? But then there's a hunger and a thirst. Look at what he says in the next verse, verse 2. He says, to see thy power. That means David, in being thirsty and hungry for God, wants to see his power. May we yearn to see God's power. He says, and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Where would that be revealed? He says, in the sanctuary. In the sanctuary. So, one thing that makes we see that you are hungry and thirsty for more of God, to know more of him, is that you are drawn to his house. You are drawn to his house. The day you see people who don't want to walk with God, you see that they don't want to have anything to do with God's house. Being one that desires to be in God's house is a sign. It's a sign. Though I know many people nowadays see the house of God to be another thing, merchandising and a business center and all that. But then, that doesn't remove the reality of a true hunger and thirst. A true hunger and thirst for God will still be displayed in our desire for his house. Psalm 42. Oh, you don't like David? How many centuries now? We are still talking about him because he sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. He said, but David was not like us. Who was he like? No, who was he like? Those of you that when you get big, small, you don't do anything for the Lord. You know, in our church, one thing that I really want to see is no matter the height you go, you are still serving in a certain capacity in the house of God. David was king. He was still playing guitar, harp, and singing. Now people get big, small, they can be ushers, they can clean washroom, they can play guitar, they can sing, they can, because now they are big. No, this big thing, this your bigness that you have become, eh? You better be careful. We are talking about God. Eh? Yes. May we see billionaires as ushers. They are opening door. Amen. Opening door for people. They open door. All billionaires, they come and sit down and cross their leg. When people start to get money, I think self-awareness kills their humility. It's almost like, you know, when even we are worshiping God and God is really touching them, they don't cry. Rich men don't cry. It's like you can't have money and be crying at the same time. you don't want to know God. You don't want to know God. Because when you have an encounter with God, He overwhelms your emotions. And you cannot but cry. Say, rich men don't cry. For the records, listen. Having money is not a proof that you are wise. So don't just be copying so-called rich people. Riches can be gotten in so many ways. Even now, betting can make somebody rich overnight. Bet. So that doesn't make the person wise. I lent a guy stake 40 CDs and he won six million CDs or something. Can you imagine? No. Inheritance can bring you riches. You know, doesn't make you wise. Fraud can bring money to somebody. That doesn't make the person wise. What is God's standard of wisdom? He said, it is a fool that says in his heart there is no God. You see? Then he says that the one that wins souls is wise. So you realize that by God's standard, soul winners are the wisest in God's kingdom, not rich people. Haven't you seen the Bible? A lot of verses you can find God calling rich people fool. Jesus even called a rich man, very rich man, a fool. I'm not saying don't have money. Because the Bible also says that money answers all things. So as for the money, you have it. But you see, the presence of money is not a proof of wisdom. Though the presence of wisdom will not leave you poor. Does it make sense? Yes. We must be balanced in that. And God's vision is not to make you rich. That's not God's vision. The fact is that riches is a side effect. I pray you get this. It will help you. Say riches is a side effect. Those who are doctors and nurses and all, pharmacists, nowadays, we have a lot of people in our midst. Doctors are in our midst. Doctors of pharmacy, they know drugs. There are many drugs that have side effects. That is not the drug itself. Side effect. That is why our seeking the Lord must be deepened. Because the deeper you get into God, the deeper the side effects will be. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The reason why you are not suffering from addiction, you are not suffering from addiction of tramadol. So you don't see any side effect of tramadol. When you become addicted to a substance, you will see the... Look, a human being, you can be talking to a human being. He's under the influence of what? That substance. And the negative side effects of that substance is having so much impact. So it is with seeking God. That is why he tells us, take ye thought. Don't take any thought of what you eat or drink or what you wear. He says, for your heavenly Father knows that you need them. So our heart must be yearning for more of God. Then what does he say? But seek first. I pray you know God more. You know God more. Hallelujah. Please, God's vision is not to make you rich. I've not forgotten that point. Let me drive it in more. What is his vision? Just for the records. Jesus said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Jesus never said, follow me, I'll make you a rich man. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. So what actually is Jesus' trade right now? Making people into fishers of men. Then all the, he says, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the other things shall be what? But for me, I think we don't believe God. So we are more conscious of the other things. I pray you'll be more conscious of God in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, a display of your hunger and thirst will never be void of your being in the house of God. Psalm 42. Let's. I hope you are here. You have not left me. Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. Listen to David again. As the hart, that is the deer. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. You alone are my heart, desire, and I long to worship you. Take us back. Take us back to the scripture, please. As the deer, that's the heart, panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Verse 2. Then he says, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Then look at what he says. When shall I come and appear before God? David was so conscious of the house of God because it was a demonstration of his thirst and hunger for God. Oh, yes. The day you don't feel like coming to church again, remember something about God is missing. When you want to walk with God, this hunger and thirst for him will be demonstrated in your yearning to be in his house. Don't let anything take you away from the house of God. Psalm 27 verse 4. Oh, Jesus. Makadisa. Longre itampa tu seketehesh. I long for you, Lord. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I what? Oh, somebody is not here. Somebody is not here. One thing have I desired. That will I. That I may. In the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, the house of God. To walk with God effectively, we must be taught his ways. But where do we have access to the ways of the Lord? In his house. So that is why the house of the Lord is so important if you are going to walk with God effectively. Because in his house, we are taught of his ways. Come on.
Yes.
We are taught of his ways. We are taught of his ways. May we be a church that knows the ways of God.
Amen.
We are taught of his ways. We are taught of his ways. David said, this one thing have I desired. Is that your utmost desire? To be in the house of the Lord and to be taught his ways? To be taught his ways. Because in Isaiah chapter 2, I hope you are here. Are you angry that I'm reading so many scriptures? Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. Isaiah 2:2. And it shall come to pass in the last days, we are in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow into it, the Lord's house. Verse 3, what will happen? And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways. And we will walk in his path. We will walk in his path. We will walk. Come on. We will walk in his path. And he says, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. May your desire be for the house of the Lord. And as we come, may we be taught of his ways so that we will walk in his paths. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Somebody shout a living amen. Amen. All right. So now let's build on. Let's get deeper. In walking with God, there are so many things we must know. So progressively, we are moving on. To walk with God, we must all the time get acquainted with him. Say acquainted. Good. So that is why he sent his spirit into us, so that we can draw near to him and he will draw near to us. So there are several things we must get acquainted with. And the best way to get acquainted with someone is through knowledge, okay? Knowledge. I told you last week, two major things that are important. Knowledge and what? Experience. Knowledge and what? Knowledge and experience. Knowledge and experience. Knowledge will bring to you wisdom and understanding. Experiences will give you what? Visitations and what? Encounters. All right? Good. Visitations and encounters. Look, this is very important, because how daring you become in this world to face the challenges of this world and overcome them will be based on the effectiveness of the encounters you had with God. The Bible says Moses, he did not fear the wrath of Pharaoh. Why? Because he has seen the one that was invisible. So you see, the encounter Moses had gave him confidence to face the superpower of his day without fear. What was that? He had an encounter with God. Hey, people of God, may that encounter you have with God make you fearless in your generation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So getting acquainted with God is very important. Your defense is not separated from that. Your prosperity is not separated from everything about your life. When you get acquainted with God, as we walk with him, look, we'll become better. Let's look at something from the book of Job. Thank you, Jesus. Job. Job 22. Because of time, let's just pick some verses, okay? Look at verse 17 of Job 22. Talking about those who don't fear God, those who don't want to seek the Lord. He says, which saith unto God, depart from us. They say to God, depart from us. And what can the Almighty do for them? You see, what can the Almighty do for them? All right? These guys are stubborn. But sometimes you even think that their lives are going on because they don't seek the Lord. But it looks like they are prospering. Everything is moving well. But he says, look, if they escape the flood, fire will burn them. That means whatever the case is, they will come back to naught. But then he speaks to the one that is serious with God. Verse 21. When you go home, you can take time and read all of that. Verse 21. Now he says, you acquaint now thyself with him. Build an acquaintance. When we say somebody is an acquaintance, what does it mean? Hey, look at someone and say, when we say somebody is an acquaintance, what does it mean? What did the person say? When we say somebody is your acquaintance, that means you are familiar with the person. You know the person ditto ditto. You know the person's secrets. The person knows your secrets. You are familiar with his ways. You see, you can pick his perfume from far. When he speaks amidst many people, you can say, you see, you have acquainted yourself so much with the person that you won't miss the person or anything about him. So he says, he's admonishing us, acquaint yourself with the Lord. Get to be familiar with God. We are learning how to walk with God. All right? I tell you, if not, obide eyibe danew achinchana. Asokwa bedane achinchana. I don't know what that is, but all I know is that somebody will use something that is not it to become it for you. When I started to, when I knew I was called, okay, and I started on the journey, my dad spoke to me of a woman, an elderly woman, because he knew her from when they were growing up. Her scripture, Matthew chapter, Exodus chapter, Deuteronomy chapter, Psalm. Hey! People of God. It was a wild thing. So my dad said, speak to this woman. It's a very spiritual. So I spoke to her. So I was not in the country. When I came back, I said, I'm going to look for this woman. I went to look for the woman. He directed me to the house. When I went, hey, when he, she would be speaking, he said, Master say. Master says. Master, I said, ah, and I was in love. Master Jesus. Because apart from Master Jesus, what else do you want to know? Hey, I was in love. And she said, take this book, go and read. You'll know more about the Master. I said, okay. I took the book with excitement. The book was like this. Big. So I went, I started. Then he said, Jesus is in the book, one of the masters. I say, what is this? then he said, then they started introducing guru this, guru that, guru this, guru that, guru. I say, hey, where have I come to? So you see, not knowing that there was the real thing, but you know, it's like wolf in sheep clothing. So you see, you must get acquainted with God. Don't sit down there and say, oh, because nowadays most of the things that is called God may not be him at all. So you get acquainted with God. Get acquainted with God. So we are going to, how do we build acquaintance with God? It's important. Because we want to walk with God, all right? Acquaint now thyself with him and be. You see, when you start getting yourself acquainted with God, he says you be at peace. Then what will come to you? People of God, I want you to read. Let's go. What will come to you? Thereby good shall come to you. So getting acquainted with God doesn't leave you with bad things. Good will come to you. I want us to still read. You will see the first step as you want to build acquaintance with God. The first thing that he says. Let's go. Verse 22. No wonder Job was prosperous. He knew some secrets. Because the Bible says the secret of the Lord, they are with them that fear him. They are with them that fear him. Good. He says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. You see, how do you get acquainted with God? Hey, receive the law from his mouth. Receive his word and make sure they are in your heart. All right? You started the process. You started the journey. The next verse, verse 23. Then he says, if thou return to the Almighty, don't forsake him. Make sure that in Christ, you are now in Christ. Make sure you are pursuing him more. All right? Thou shalt be built up. You won't be destroyed. You will be built up. Yeah. They say those of us who know God, they can't see anything. This is a lie. You will be built up. Amen. Please, doctor, pharmacist, banker, trader, whatever, your profession. Look, get acquainted with God. It won't make you less. It won't bring you low. It will make you look like you are not important in that field. You will become the most important. Amen. He says, you shall be built up. Then what will happen? Then he says, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Anything that is contrary to the ways of God, put it out. We are building acquaintance with God. Then what will happen? Everybody, I want you to read for me. One, two, go. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust. You will lay up gold. So getting acquainted with God won't leave you broke. You will lay up gold as dust. I want us to read till verse 29. The gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. So we have access to gold when even we get acquainted with God. Walking with God. Verse 25. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. Please, if you were translating this in the newer version, what will you say? Silver is what? Gold is what? Yes. So, we don't seek for those things. But once we get acquainted with God, look. Just stay with him. You will be surprised. Don't look at the prosperity of the world and think that yours have delayed. It will show up. Amen. You lay up gold as dust. Amen. The Lord shall, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Amen. Thou shalt have plenty of silver. Amen. Verse 26. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face unto God. 27. Hallelujah. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing. And it shall be what? Established unto thee. What will bring this? Your acquaintance with God. And remember what acquaintance is. You become familiar. You get to know him more. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Verse 29. When men are cast down. When men are cast down. You see how all this come to be? They are all products of acquaintance with God. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is what? A lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Are you following it, people of God? Yeah. Listen to this. Acquaintance with God means you are getting to know him more. You are becoming familiar with God. Listen carefully. Familiarity is not wrong. Familiarity should rather increase reverence. Familiarity should rather increase reverence. You know, when people get familiar with you, they despise you. But familiarity should rather increase reverence. What does that mean? If you are familiar with God's power, shouldn't you be more awed about his power? Oh. Familiar means you are open to the thing more. The thing is exposed to you more. All right? Acquaintance with God. Look at all the blessings that will come with you building an acquaintance with God. So now let me give you a list of things that we are going to know how to relate with as we build acquaintance with God. Praise the Lord. I'll be finishing in a few minutes, okay? Now, to build acquaintance with the Lord, we must know, okay, how does God relate with men? God has his way of relating with men. Therefore, to build acquaintance with him, we must know how he relates with men. So that as we build acquaintance with those avenues through which he relates with men, we will be building acquaintance with him. Come on. Amen. Amen. So number one, what are the list of things that we will build acquaintance with in building acquaintance with the Lord? Number one is his word. His what? His word. His word. Number two, his voice. Number two, his what? His voice. Number three, his person. A lot to explain. Number three, his person. Number four, his attributes. His what? His attributes. Number five, his angels. His angels. Number six, his men. When I say his men, his servants, okay? The reason for many people not building strong acquaintance with God, you see, they despise the men that God sends to them. For example, Samuel is a young lad. He must start walking with God. He needs to start building acquaintance with God. But God comes to him and calls him Samuel, Samuel. And the voice he hears is exactly like his pastor's voice. He runs to Eli. And Eli says, I didn't call you. Go and sleep. Second time, Samuel runs to Eli again. If God's voice didn't sound like Eli's voice, why would he go to Eli? Still, you are not minding me. Then the third time, then Eli now started to introduce him to how to get acquainted with the voice. All right. Okay. So his men. Number seven, his children, the children of God, okay? Number eight, his house, his house. Number nine, his vision. His vision. Have you written that? Yeah. Number 10, yourself. So we are going to go through all of this, not today, in the process of our study. Okay? So that now you will be acquainted with the Lord. So when you are acquainted with his voice, now, when he speaks, you pick it. You know, this is the Lord speaking to me. You must be acquainted with his voice. You must have personal encounters with the voice of God. Am I communicating? All right. Just one detail, then we can round up for today. The journey of acquaintance starts with reverence for him. The journey of acquaintance starts with what? Reverence. Fear. Reverence for him. Reverence for him. The fear of the Lord, the reverence for God, is so cardinal if we build an acquaintance with him. Remember, he says, if thou will put iniquity away from thy tabernacle. If you will put iniquity away from thy tabernacle. If the fear of the Lord is not in place, it will be very difficult to build acquaintance with him. Because the secrets of the Lord are with them that fear him. He will not take you deeper if there's no reverence. Okay? I pray that your reverence for God will increase. And I pray your reverence for God won't just be responding to how are you, say, Onyame Adum, eh? No. But you fear God. There's the actual fear of God. Deeply you fear God. You reverence God. God is watching. You reverence God. How do you respond to God and his things? You reverence God. Sometimes I look at the way people attend to the things and I say, there's no reverence. There's no holy fear. There's no holy awe that I'm relating with God. I pray that that holy fear will grip your heart. This is what made men like Joseph able to run away. Holy fear. Holy fear. Reverence. Deep reverence for God. After today, anything that makes you feel that you are above reverencing God, let that thing be swallowed up.
Amen.
Deep reverence. Have a deep reverence for God. That is how the acquaintance starts. No big man would want to show you more of himself if he sees you despise him. That is why when you look at God called little Samuel, but grown-up sons of Eli were in the house. They were in the house. The Bible says the word of the Lord was cursed in Eli's day. The word of the Lord. They were not having access to his word. No word was coming. Why? They had become people who were irreverent. They had no reverence for God. Eli's sons will be sleeping with girls in front of the church. They put a bench. Do you understand? No reverence. One man of God told me, he said, he discerned that the people who were counting his offering were stealing the offering. One particular person was stealing the offering. So, the Lord has shown him, but you know, he was giving him room to repent. So one day after counting the offering, he went to the office. He said, "Have you finished?" He said, "Yes." And the Lord has showed him that the money is under all the envelopes that are opened. It's like the big notes. He doesn't count them. He put them under the envelope. So when everybody is going, he comes to lift the empty envelopes and pick it. So the Lord said, "Go and put your hand and do this." When he went to do this, rainfall. You think if this guy have reverence, fear? No fear of God. Do you know, the man of God told me, he said, when I found him, I said, I've sacked him, and he rebuked him. The guy took him to fetish. Yes! People don't fear God, though. You see, can you imagine such a person? Somehow, God was talking to little boy, Eli priest, his sons. Then when God came angrily at them, look at what God said. He said, "The one that honors me, I will honor. And the one that despises me, I would lightly esteem." There can never be acquaintance until there's the fear of God in your heart. Deep reverence for the things of God. How do we know you reverence God. Reverence God. Reverence. Reverential fear. I fear God. The Bible is plain. He said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. It's to hate evil. So you see, David was very conscious about this thing. So he wouldn't let anything, when even he had sinned. Hello? When even he had sinned, he ran to the Lord. "Lord, I've sinned. I've sinned. I've missed the mark. Please. Forgive me. Please. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me." When he sinned with Bathsheba, the man couldn't control his lust. See, the woman was too beautiful. And David couldn't afford but to make a soup. But after that, you know, when the prophet went to David and said, "You have done this," he used the proverb. Then David said, "That man should be arrested." Then the prophet said, "It's you." Whew. He broke down. There was a reverence. He was brought to that place where I've done wrong. And it's God I've wronged. He repented. Look at Saul. So, do you know Saul?
Yes.
King Saul, look at Saul. Don't do this. He did it. Prophet Samuel came. Why have you done this? You were not supposed to do this. Prophet Samuel turns, wanting to go away. You see, now he was dealing with God. But now, how was he dealing with God? He was dealing with the man of God. Are you? He turns to go. Then he holds Prophet Samuel's skirt. And the skirt gets torn. Oh, you thought you tore your man of God's coat. It may be. The skirt got torn. And he says, today, the kingdom is departed from you. Oh, you think Saul will be humble and repent and have reverence for God? So, I know I've wronged, but honor me before the people. Look at him. Honor, he was more concerned about his honor before people than God. People of God, have reverence. Reverence for God. And when I say reverence for God, now I'm talking about all the things that we mention that through these avenues, he relates with us. And therefore, to build acquaintance with him, we must build acquaintance with these. Am I communicating? Reverence for his house. Reverence for his word. Fear, a holy fear. Hate evil. Put iniquity far from your tabernacle. Don't allow things that contaminate around you. The fear of the Lord. Job said, the secrets of the Lord, they are with them that fear him. The secrets of the Lord. He said, in my youth, the secrets of the Lord were upon my tabernacle. That means Job was a person that feared God. Feared God. Feared God. I pray for you. The rest of the year, let your reverence for God. And when I say reverence for God, now reverence for all that I gave you 10. So even reverence for yourself is part of it.
Yes.
Of course, yes. Because if you first had reverence for this body that he says is his temple, you wouldn't have used it to go and do that thing that you did. Oh? Or it's not applicable. Yeah. So, When you destroy this body, he says you will be destroyed because you have destroyed his temple. Does it make sense?
Yes,
amen. What this message is going to do for you is actually going to awaken the gift of awareness in you. To be aware of God and your relationship with him. Then you will even be aware of who he is inside you. Yeah, that's what it will do. Reverence for God.
Reverence.
May the Lord strengthen you. You fear him.
Amen.
When you are saying things, know that God is hearing you. One last example. Marian and Aaron were talking about Moses. Moses was not there. But the Bible says God heard them. Be careful what you say. You see, reverence for God. I said all the 10 things. Can you give them to me? Give them to me. Give them to me. One, two, go. His word, uh-huh. His voice, uh-huh. His person, uh-huh. His attribute, huh? Uh-huh. 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 That's right. That's right. That's right. He said, and God heard their conversation. Then Miriam, leprosy. Pa. Somebody said, why didn't he strike Aaron too? You must understand who Aaron had become. You must understand who. Later we'll talk about that. Miriam, leprosy. Why? He was speaking against the man of God, through whom this God he cannot see relates with him. So if you say you are reverence for the God you cannot see, who do you show that reverence to? That makes we know that you reverence him. The man he sent. Does it make sense? So, that is why Paul the apostle will tell the church, look at those who labor among you. He says, esteem them very highly, very highly. What was he preaching? Esteem them very highly for their work's sake. Esteem them very highly. So, honoring men is not human worship. It's not. Esteem them very highly. I have close to. He says, if you give a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, he says, you will not fail to receive your reward. Oh. So, reverence for another also matters. Am I communicating at all? I leave you to think about these things. In the name of Jesus Christ, your reverence for God, your reverence for God, your fear of God. Hate evil. Put iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Anything that brings iniquity close to you, say no. You want to stop me from building acquaintance with God, and I will not permit that. I see you growing in your walk with God. I see you hating evil. Irrespective of what happens in this generation, I see you standing strong for God. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I see the Lord showing you deeper things concerning him as you walk with him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout a living amen. Oh, and just think about Jesus. Oh, that I might find him, that I might come even to his feet. Oh, that I might find him and to gaze upon his face. Oh, that I might find him, Magalabaha, that I might come even to his feet. Oh, that I might find him, and to gaze upon his face. One thing I desire of the Lord, one thing I desire of the Lord, to dwell in his temple, to dwell in his temple, oh, that I might find him, yeah, and to gaze upon. One thing I desire, one thing I desire of the Lord, one thing I desire of the Lord, to dwell in his temple, to dwell in his temple, oh, that I might find him, oh, and to gaze upon. One thing I desire, one thing I desire of the Lord, one thing I desire of the Lord, to dwell in his temple, to dwell in his temple, oh, that I might find him, and to gaze upon. Love you, Jesus. Oh, that I might find him and to gaze upon his face. Oh, that I might find him. Oh, that I might find him. Yeah, that I might come. Oh, even to his feet. Whoa. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.